The black stone interior of the hillside building frames a series of windows overlooking either the harbor of Nylon, the Gulf of Kandar, or the Great Eastern Ocean. On only the north side are there no windows. The windows, those that slide open and the larger central expanses of glass that do not, are framed in black oak, fitted so closely that the lines of the mitered corners are invisible. Behind the south-facing second-story window, with the optimal view of both the harbor and the breakwater, is the main council chamber of the Brotherhood. In the late afternoon, whitecaps crown the 2-cubit-high waves off the southern tip of the Isle Continent of Recluse. The same cool fall wind that raises the whitecaps blows through the narrow western windows of the chamber and out the equally narrow eastern ones. The three counselors sit behind the antique curved table that faces the now empty chairs reserved for those meeting with the council.
Morris, do you have any sense of what is coming?
The broad-shouldered mage in black looks at the bearded man. The thin-faced woman lifts a goblet and sips the green juice. Her eyes gaze blankly out the side window in the center of the southern wall, but she says nothing.
You seem to think I'm blind because I'm a traitor. We see things, we just see them differently.
The fingers of one of Morris's hands brush his square beard.
That's one of the reasons why the council has a traitor, and not just...
Heldra represents the people, and you...
Oh, spare me the fancy words, Talrin. Heldra is a mage who is also a marine leader. She represents arms and the people with the coins to buy them. She also likes to play marine leader in her spare time. I also represent coins, the traders with coins, and I detest playing with blades. You represent the Order Masters of the Brotherhood, who have few coins, but the black iron warships and the power of wizardry. Arms, coins, and power, that's what we represent. And you've got 2 votes in real terms because no one can make the Brotherhood do anything. But you need our coins, and I need your visions. I can see that there will be problems in Kandar, but exactly where? I can also see that we're back to the problem of chaos focuses again. Chaos focuses disrupt things in Kandar, and that disrupts trade every time. But when and in what market?
It doesn't seem to hamper the Hamorian traders.
They deal in mass-produced, low-cost goods, and that's what people buy in troubled times. We deal in quality goods, and those are what people don't buy when there's trouble.
Maybe your traders should take the words from the Hamorian scrolls.
Heldra, you can't be that stupid. The only true commodity we could produce and export is iron, and you and Talrin...
Enough! You were speaking about the problem of chaos focuses.
Talrin's eyes flicker toward the water beyond the harbor where the Gulf and the Eastern Ocean run together. His fingers twist around the stem of his goblet.
We don't have a problem with chaos focuses right now. The last one was Antonin, and young Laris took care of him. Rather neatly, I might add.
Too neatly.
Heldra's sharp green eyes swing from Talrin to Morris and back to Talrin.
He cannot be as ignorant as he seemed when he left here. No one could have been that ignorant, not with Gunnar as his father.
He was. You didn't teach him. I did.
You said we don't have a problem with chaos focuses now. That would indicate that we might before long.
Morris fingers his beard again.
All that chaos that Laris released has to go somewhere.
Have you talked to the Institute?
Gunnar, you mean? He may be a weather mage, but he's not a real part of the Brotherhood. The Institute, Gunnar anyway, hasn't exactly been an ally of the Council, even if he hasn't ever actively opposed the Council. If I asked, all he'd do is quote the balance. Besides, his son is part of the problem. His son and his brother.
That's what I mean. Gunnar's the one who pushed his son into early Dangergeld. Why?
Heldra.
He sent his son into Dangergeld long before we detected his power. The boy didn't really even know why he was going, for darkness' sake. And Gunnar told us that Laris could be a danger to Recluse if he didn't undertake Dangergeld early. That doesn't exactly sound like favoritism, even from the head of the Institute.
Yet, barely 2 years after Laris completed Dangergeld training, he took on and defeated a White Master who was also a Chaos Focus. We didn't train him as an Order Master, so who did? The whole thing is still hard to believe.
You're both forgetting one thing. Who did young Laris just happen to run into within an 8-day of arriving in Kandar?
Justin. It was no accident.
Maybe not. But you haven't answered my question. Are we going to have problems with another Chaos Focus? How soon? It might be nice for us traders to know where we could run into trouble before it happens.
Trade. Always trade.
Trade pays the bills and supports the trio, not to mention the council and a lot of the Brotherhood's expenses.
Trade is important, and we're still likely to have a problem with the next Chaos Focus. I personally think it's going to be Zhurlis, but I can't tell you when. Not yet, anyway. The amount of chaos seems to be growing in Hydland, and we don't know any other whites there. There's something happening in Sligo, too.
Oh, wonderful. We have young Laris in Kyphros, Zhurlis in Hydland, Justin going wherever he wants, and now you tell me that there's going to be more trouble in Sligo, but you can't tell me when.
The trouble in Sligo is your humble would-be hermit, Heldra.
Is that the smith who wanted to be a scholar and teach the world, Samael?
Telrin nods.
There are some volumes missing from the hidden shelves. Old volumes, some attributed to Doran.
You are all so worried about Laris. He seems to keep to himself. If this Samael has all that old knowledge...
So Samael has old knowledge? Who outside of Recluse, or Justin, has the ability to apply it? That's exactly why I worry about Justin. He was an engineer, and Grey Wizardry is the sort of bastardization that could destroy us all. Where chaos is concerned, nothing is certain. We didn't know Laris would become an Order Focus either. Who's to say he might not follow Justin?
We have time if that should occur. Zhurlis is a more imminent problem, especially with Kalaris pushing to reclaim the Ohide Valley.
Ohide hasn't been part of Freetown for hundreds of years.
They haven't forgotten, and Kalaris is using the issue to stir people up.
Just send one of the trio.
Just in case, have the Lysa pay a port call in Renklar.
As you wish.
What about Laris? Or Gunner?
Right now, there's nothing to be done. Do you want to take on Gunner?
Talrin looks at Heldra.
Or those he's gathered at the Institute?
No, thank you. Let sleeping dragons lie.
You've been talking to Cassius again. We've never had dragons on our world. He admits they didn't exist on his either.
Gunner's still a sleeping dragon.
And what about Justin?
Justin doesn't usually confront Chaos Focuses. He somehow works around them. That might be why he survives so long. Somehow he can anticipate what will happen.
You seem to be hinting.
I think young Laris is going to get sucked into dealing with one Chaos Focus after another.
Laris can't keep surviving Chaos Focuses. Each one will get stronger.
That's going to be a real problem. We'll be right back in the mess that existed in the time of Fairhaven, and we don't want that. Even Gunner wouldn't like that.